Following is the President's speech in American Fork, Utah, Tuesday, September 21st, 1948.
Woman from this district. But I would rather not do it here, but when I get a chance to have a private conversation with her, I'm going to tell her about another town that I think is the greatest town in the world. Naturally, if we don't think our hometown is the greatest town in the world, we're not very loyal citizens. We all should feel that way. I know you have every reason to be proud of this wonderful garden spot here. You know how beautiful it looks when you drive through it, or when you fly over it, or when you go through it on the train, as we're doing now. My interest here is to keep this part of the world prosperous and on a parity with all the rest of the United States. And I think that's been the policy of the Democratic Party ever since it was organized. A fair deal for everybody. Give everybody a chance. You know, this country now has the largest income it's ever had in its history. We can't appreciate just how much it is. It amounts to $217 billion for 1947, and it's going to be bigger for 1948. And that income was so distributed that the farmer, the working man, the white-collar man, and all sectors of the population get a fair share of that income. That was not the case when we had a different sort of approach to this thing. When the special interests ruled the country, we had a phony boom, and a bust came very shortly after that. We can't afford to have that happen again. You can't afford to take a chance on having that happen again. And I'm advising you, for your own interest, that you better go to the polls on the second day of November, elect a Democratic congressman from this district, and re-elect the whole Democratic ticket. Then you'll know that the country's in safe hands, and the interests of the common people would be looked after as they should be. I want to thank you very much for this privilege of getting to see you.
President Truman, we want to welcome you to American Fork, and we do have a little gift here of Martin Fitz Elbury we'd like to present to you at this time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, let Mrs. Truman come out and take charge of that. Now here comes Margaret.
This mount here is Mount Tippinoka, named after the famous veteran.
that so?
The highest
mountain. Oh, I see. I was looking out to see that you see all these. Thank you.